have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond the Fence Family for an amazing experience. Beyond the Fence is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond the Fence today at beyondthefence.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond the Fence, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
DB Junior.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughter them all, the harder I bow. Fighting like a scary cat, with a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, it's already proven. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond the fence is a family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight. No life, thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer two lives, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Trust is my life, you need it. Stay friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a bird, I'm a child, and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm independent, my life was a teenager. I found a man was loyal, still received it. But Colorado, I still receive it. Never stops, and I know I keep reaching. One by one, I never will be this. Move the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the head off the game, just advance. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm much of the use it. Prison to prove it, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes supposed to lose. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute a union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time, define our bad it hurts. Conduct with metal touch,
everything they do is in hell.
Bring it together for the better men, bring it together, be better men. All of the people and children, graduate old school veterans. Take over the nation and Taliban, hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense, looking at what the beyond is.
We are beyond, we are beyond the fence.
This morning I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power I blast. I do this for real, pretenders are tragic. Judas a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears while I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The labels say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Hey. Welcome.
right here on Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And I am smiling. That's right, I am smiling. And I feel so, so good. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for your prayers throughout the whole week and day. By the time we get on, we know we are covered. That's right. We thank you. We know that this is a praying station. And shout out to everyone who is a part of the Elation family. Now, with that being said, we got a wonderful show for you tonight. So let's get to it. Can I get a drum roll? Coach Jay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Jay is in the building, and I'm smiling.
The crowd goes wild.
Yes. Shout out to the Elation family and the Jonathan family, and shout out to all of the listeners. We appreciate you listening, learning, and growing with us every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, Coach David, before you ask me, I'm going to ask you, how your day been?
It was so awesome today. Well, excuse me, May 17th was my daughter's 6th birthday. She turned 6 May 17th, and we had her party today. And, you know, it was so much fun. You know, shout out to everyone who came, the parents. You know, she had a lot of kids from her class. And just to see so many kids come to this birthday party and, you know, celebrate with my daughter, it just shows her character, shows she got to be a great kid in school. So just to see that, man, how many friends participated. Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. And the parents, you know, we the type, we don't ask for gifts, and they bought gifts. And, you know, my daughter, it looked like Christmas. I know I didn't have no birthday party. I haven't had no birthday party like that. It was, you know, 6-year-old party. But it was fun. It was fun. And, you know, as a dad, just watching her smile, you know, I party right along with her. It's like my party, too, you know, just to see her smile and have a good time. So it was a blessing. So that's what I did today. What about you,
well,
Coach?
That's good enough. And I, before I say how my day was, I want to say shout out to her mom, because you moms know we put a lot of work into putting these birthdays together, and it's not just a one-day thing. Like, we planning from the time. Look, she already planning from this birthday to the next birthday, so you need to know that, Coach David, that it's already being planned out, like, right now. So shout out to her mom. I'm sure a lot of work went into putting this together, getting the invites out. But we work hard behind the scenes, so we cannot forget her. But my day was amazing. I want to give a shout-out to New Covenant Church, Cedartown, Apostle Willie and Apostle Teresa, and the amazing New Covenant family. Every Sunday that I'm here in the Georgia area, I get a chance to go and fellowship with the New Covenant Cedartown Church. And, Coach David, it was just jaw-dropping today. We talked about a lot. We talked about, you know, just hitting the reset button, making sure that the settings, especially in our lives, are where they need to be, you know. And the analogy that was used was about the GPS system. The speaker was using her GPS to get there, and she said she was wondering why it took so long. And she said, some just said, check the settings. And so she checked the settings, and it said to avoid the highways. And so, metaphorically speaking, just saying as a body, we need to do that. But it was jaw-dropping. And just, you know, you come back, you feel refreshed, and that's exactly how I feel. So I had an amazing day, and it was hot outside. It was hot. I don't know about y'all, but it felt like it was almost 1 million degrees outside today in Georgia.
Listen, I told you, not fronting. y'all think I'm playing this, this is real. I think I seen the devil, like the red one. He had horns. He was out there. He had a plane. So what's wrong with you? He said, man, it's too hot. It's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And I'm talking about, look, he was fanning himself. And it was crazy. I know y'all think I'm lying, man, but I'm telling y'all, I seen him. He said it was ridiculous out here. It don't make no sense. He was trying to get back to hell. He's like, I got to go back to hell. I can't take this. It's too hot. He said he just asked God to send him back. He's like, man, hold on. It ain't time. It ain't time. Send me back. He's fighting to get back to hell. That's how hot it was today.
Oh, my goodness.
It was that. I know, Coach Jay, you don't know what's going to come out my mouth sometime, but it came out.
It's all good. You know, I think the days of me being surprised are over. So, you know, whatever comes out, I just go with it, put it that way. But I thought that was kind of funny because I imagine this little red little thing with the fan sitting in the corner with the legs crossed. Y'all can have this today. It's too much for me.
He tried mad because he can't get back in hell. Because it's too hot. It's too hot out here. Just give me the old back, man. Come on, God, please. I'm just kidding. I was just playing. I'm kidding, y'all. I'm just playing. That's really what needs to happen. I think we need to pray like, man, just say you sorry, man. You got us going through all this. Well, that's what we meant for you to be. You know what? I got an epiphany. Look, you know that was from the Spirit. We all need to be praying that Satan need to go back trying to be Lucifer and just say he's sorry, man. Like, come on, man. Just say you're sorry, man. Why can't Satan be like, look, God, I know we went through a lot. And I've been tripping, you know what I'm saying? I've been tripping and everything. But, you know, I want to say, man, I just want to see what was going to happen. I'm sorry. I just want to apologize. You know, shout out to my mom, my dad, you for making me, you know, thank you for creating me. And I just, you know, I want to tell everybody who, you know, I encourage to kill, steal, and destroy and fight and put Jesus on the cross and all this stuff. I just want to tell everybody, I'm sorry for evil. And Lord, why can't we just pray for that? Man, we got to pray. Come on, man. Just say you're sorry, man. Stop tripping. That's the change we need, Coach, eh? Can y'all imagine if Lucifer, Satan, right now just be like, man, I was just playing. I was just kidding. I was wanting to see what y'all was going to do.
Right.
I was just playing, God. Look, I was, man, you know I'll be tripping sometimes. You know how I've been doing, you know. But, you know, I'm sorry. Say you're sorry, man. It's too much chaos down here. It's too much chaos in this world. I think that's what we need to do, Coach Shane. But Coach Shane, all right, go ahead.
Well, you know, Coach David, that was a great segue into our topic tonight. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about religion versus relationship. And I think, you know, we talk about this kind of, I guess, more broad within the broadcast every week. And, you know, if you haven't tuned into any of our shows, know that our shows are all funny. We have our funny moments. Coach David will tell you in the beginning, we have our moments, but we also have our teaching moments. And you guys just witnessed one of our funnier moments. comedy with Coach David. DeAndre, I think he's stealing your shine. You might want to talk to him. If DeAndre Ivey is listening, keep the comedy to DeAndre, Coach David. But we are here to teach. We are here to help you grow, especially in this walk, because it's difficult. it's difficult. One thing I can say about Coach David and I is we hear a lot of people, you know, people come to us every day with questions. And I think at some point, even before Coach David and I met one another, we had questions, right, Coach David?
Absolutely.
And it amazes me that I used to contact my church and I couldn't get any answers. And then when I would talk how I felt like I was being punished for asking those questions. And so what we did was we've taken that and we turned it into a radio show, that information that we couldn't get after studying to really show ourselves approved. And we spend our Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time teaching you guys. So tonight we're going to be talking about religion versus relationship. And Coach David, I really want to start with the definitions in order for us to be able to even tap into the differences between the religion versus relationship. Some of this information may sound cliche. I'm going to say this right off the bat because we all say it. But once we break it down, we just ask that you have an open ear to hear what we have to say tonight. So religion is an organized system of worship founded on a common belief, organized around ceremonies, rituals, and rules. Mere religion is empty and sometimes worthless without the relationship. So it's important for you to have the relationship while practicing your religion. Before I go into the definition of relationship, Coach David, you said something really great earlier today about religion versus the relationship. And so I do want to know how you would define religion.
Well, you know me, Coach, I say so much stuff. It really depends which part, but I will say this, when it comes to religion, that the reality is we all have a religion, and religion is based on what you actually believe.
Yep, that's
and
exactly
you
what you said.
So when you follow that belief, and like the definition said, the rituals and other things, like when you believe it, you start becoming it. You be obedient to what you believe. So when you have a practice of based on your belief system, you started following all the guidelines of it, well, that's a religion. So we all are in religion,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
there is a disobedience and obedience according to people's religion. Think about it. You have Islam, Christianity, Hindus, still Judaism. You have all these, you know, Buddhism. But inside these religions, there are things that you'll be held accountable for, things that you have to do, things that you have to follow when it comes to righteousness versus unrighteousness.
Yeah.
So we are all in that some type of religion. So we have to, you know, but you can continue on, but that's my definition.
I mean, that's exactly what we were talking about. And you bring up a good point even about religion. In Christianity alone, there's probably about over 4,000 different religions within Christianity. So when we talk about the world being confused, you know, Coach David, you always say God is not the author of confusion. And so this is how I believe some of the religion gets caught up with outside of the relationship, and why many people can't build the true relationship or the connection needed in order for them to even, you know, be where God wants them to be, period. So it is important for us to understand that. I do want to give an example about something you just said before I move on to the religion piece, and I may do that right after the break. I'm going to give an example. When I first joined church, you know, I joined it based off of what I knew from when I was younger, right? I didn't know anything about praise and worship. I still thought people had hopes and that they were marching down the aisle. I didn't know anything about, you know, like I said, praise and worship. I didn't know anything about mega churches. I didn't know that because I came from a small church family. I came from a church family who there were people there, maybe like 80-something. But when I moved to Georgia, I found out about the mega churches. And I was a bit intimidated by it because more people wanted to be in those churches. And I felt like, how? But what I realized was even within one church, Coach David, there are so many people practicing different things when it comes down to religion. It was almost like people picked the parts of the religion that they wanted to practice, and within that one church, people were doing different, they were studying or they were practicing different type of religions. So when I walked in, there were almost six different types of requirements, law, untruth, which I feel it kept the members bound. So it was hard for me to gravitate to the religion or the religious behavior because I found at some point I was really gearing towards the relationship, and that's what made me different. Now, I can say that there were a number of people who I was close to who practiced religion, right? And then one day, because after hearing me talk, when they started really tapping into the relationship, I was one of the first people they came to. They said, you've been telling us about this 5 years ago. But when people hear something outside of religion and you're talking relationship, they begin to downcast you when really all you're talking about is relationship. But since we're taught religion and not relationship, anyone talking relationship sounds strange. What do you have to say about that, Coach David?
I
you
will
about
say
to jump
this,
in.
You already know. So I think we have to understand, like, when people say that they're not religious, and I'm talking about inside the body of Christ. They say, well, I'm not into religion. I'm into relationship. Well, I really don't think they know exactly what they mean, what they, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's a misunderstanding. I think it's so cliche. They say, I'm not into religion. I'm into relationship. Be into the religion, because that's the reality. That's just the reality, y'all. Like, okay, it's they're different religions. That's a real word. So it's like that's you have to accept that. Now, when it comes to the relationship, this is the sad part. And I'm about to tell y'all something. I don't know if y'all ever heard it this way before, but I'm about to say it. Relationship, a true relationship, is being connected with God, relating to people, because you can empathize with being a human being. Connected to God, though, here's the thing. Jesus clearly said, if you believe in the Bible, this is what Jesus said. He said, I come to serve, not to be served. So if he come to serve, not to be served, we all unconsciously want to be worshipped. That's why we want to feel like we can pray better than everybody. That's why we feel we got the Holy Ghost like more than everybody. Because here's the thing. God gave us our gifts for people. That's why the world is so confused. That's why it's so much chaos. Because we forgot to have a relationship with one another while being connected to God, because God is the source. That's how the relationship go. But we cut each other off, and watch this. We use God as the scapegoat, which is definitely a sin, because we neglect one another and say, I'm going to give it to God, but we're not doing nothing for people. And we got to have wisdom, because we're not doing something for people that's disconnected. No, it's all... it's our way to be connected with God and allow God to work through us and connect with them and have a relationship with them. God should be working through us. We should be the tangible God that people see. Why? Because he said it. He told Adam and Eve, fill, multiply the earth. and subdue it, meaning take care of it. So if we're taking care of the earth, we're on the earth. We must take care of one another. But guess what we do, Coach Shay?
God is my king.
God is awesome. God is my father. We neglect that person because we say we giving it to God. But we become selfish. And if you notice, the people who do that are so held in captivity. A lot of them broke, busted, and disgusted. A lot of them got family problems, family issues. But they come and they put up a facade like their life is so spectacular, knowing they're going through so many things. They're going through a life crisis, but they're not going to allow you to see it because their pride get in the way. That's why the Bible say, but Lord, Lord, did we prophesy in your name? Did we baptize in your name? Did we heal in your name? To get away from me. I never knew you. Let me tell you why, because you never was connected. Why? Because you never really had a relationship with people. How can you have a relationship with people when God had a plan for people? He put us on this earth for one another and to be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. The earth is ours as a gift. But what we do with gifts, you know how it is on Christmas. You get it, you like it for 1 week, and after that you want something else. When it's new to you, you treat it good until they get old, until you start getting used to it. That's how we do this earth. And who is on the earth? We see it every day. And we don't take advantage in a positive way. We don't take advantage of it. We do that with each other. When it's new, oh, man, whether it's a guy or girl, man, you meet your whole boy, oh, that's my guy, man, that's my boy, that's my boy. Then next thing you know, you're talking bad about him because you found out who he is. Man, he ain't right. He ain't right. Meet your girl. She the best girl I ever met in my life. Oh, my mama don't like her, man. I don't like her, man. She talk too much. It was sparks. But then you got used to that person. You get used to this world, so you start taking it for granted. Why? And when we don't have a relationship with one another, we become disconnected with God. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you fast. One thing God don't like is a person that's selfish. And if you're saying God is about me and you only, then you have only fooled yourself. Because Jesus clearly said in your Bible that you say you believe, Jesus said, I come to serve. I come to serve. He said this while having authority. He said, I could call down legions of angels right now. But he didn't. Why? Because that ain't how he's supposed to operate, because he knows it's about the people. Your gift is for someone else, not for you to glorify on your own. And that's why so much separation, Coach Shay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you said a mouthful, and I believe that I was one of those people in the church who felt everything that you were saying. I was very confused, because when you hear church, you think everyone's supposed to be loving and everyone's supposed to be kind, and you think because you're going there that you're going to be loved and you're going to be taught. And I think that was possibly one of the most opportunities to be who I am today. I do want to share, before we go to our music break, Matthew 7:21-23. It says, and I was going to read it before you started talking, Coach David, but then you went right into it. So it says, knowing the correct password, saying master, master, for instance, isn't going to get you anywhere with me. What is required is serious obedience, doing my father's will. I can see it now at the final judgment, thousands strutting up to me and saying, master, we preached the message. We bashed the demons. Our super spiritual project had everyone talking. And do you know what I'm going to say? You missed the boat. All you did was use me to make yourself important. You don't impress me one bit. you're out of here. So, Coach David, you said it in your terms, but if that was Matthew 7:21-23, and you were right on the mark as I was about to read that, but it went right into what you were saying. So we'll go ahead and go to the music break, but that was Matthew 7:21-23. We're going to pick up again. Right. That was the message version. That was the message version.
Hey, you know what, man? Hey, now that right there, I ain't never heard a version like that, the message version. That was a new one. Y'all got to excuse me. I've been locked up 13 years. So I ain't know nothing. The NIV, yeah, but the message version, that was definitely a new one.
Yeah, that message version is one of my favorites when I want to read it in a specific way, but that was the message version. I'll read the Amplified when we come back. But we're going to go ahead and go to a music break now. If you just tuned in, we want to say thank you guys for tuning in. We are talking about religion versus relationship, and we gave the definition for religion at the break. After the break, we're going to be talking about relationship. So thank you again for tuning in. With that being said, where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
As I turn on my TV, looking at the news, another brother being gunned down, another one accused, a homeless mother with her three kids, with nowhere to go, another in the line of fire, ended up in the hospital, a father only being bullied, in front of his kids, another sister being fired, for just keeping it real.
that so many times in life you question what God has for you. You know, for every purpose there's a plan. Well, I was that way too. And one day I just decided to move. And I encourage you to do the same thing as I tell you a little bit about me. 17 with two babies outside. Nearly had me going crazy outside. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. So I just kept on pushing, but you. You gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope. This is the song I sang. About the age of 27, I knew what I would be. What people didn't see in me,
you saw a masterpiece.
Growing up in this cold, cold world. Walking around with so much shame.
I wasn't popular in high school.
People barely even knew my name.
But you,
you gave me life. You gave me life. You gave me hope. You gave me hope. You gave me everything. Everything.
But you,
you gave me life. You gave me life. You gave me hope. You gave me hope. You gave me
to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. If you missed the first half, listen. Listen, listen, listen. You are going to have to hear the playback because we are talking about religion versus relationship. And both of us, Coach David and I, are on the ball. So listen, we're going to go ahead and give a shout out to our sponsors really quickly before going into the relationship piece. And stay tuned. Do not to miss this. What are you saying, Coach David?
I was giving that church home.
Well, shout out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you are looking for an amazing voiceover, you need a commercial for your radio show. If you are a business and you want someone to do the voiceover for your commercial to go on radio or TV or anything of the like, we want you to reach out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com to see everything else that she has going on. She's doing some really amazing things. Also, shout out to DJ G Will, the Beyond the Fence DJ. G Weezy is what I call him. If you're looking for a DJ for any of your events, especially virtual, we're still halfway in a pandemic and people are scared to possibly get around one another. You want to get on a Zoom, you want to get on a Google Meet, or if you want a live DJ at your event, we want you to reach out to DJ G Will at beyondthefence.org. BeyondTheFence.org. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Boom, 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 boom.
Hey, I love it when he does that. Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, the Beyond the Fence Expansion Company. We told y'all we just keep growing, 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 and growing. If you are a new business or an existing business and you're looking to do something different with your business, let's talk. If you just have a vision, listen, the Bible says write your vision and make it plain. If you've written it down, you might have the plan, the blueprint, and it all, and you just don't know what to do with it. Hit us up at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. where we help you bring your vision to life. We have a 100% success rate, and we are proud to say that it just keeps growing and it keeps going. Make sure that you reach into us, just even if you want to talk. You might have everything in place. You just want to have a second, someone to look at it, take a second look at it. Reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. You can find out about our kids program by reaching into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook at Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group on Facebook and on Instagram, LTB Consulting Group as well. But let's get back into this show. Coach David, did you want to give a shout-out to anyone before we get back into it?
Shout-out to BDF, Beyond the Fence. We in the building.
Shout out to the Beyond the Fence team. Shout out to everybody who has been connected. And make sure y'all do register for the concert July 30th, 2022 in Lithonia, Georgia. It was supposed to be our finale. Now has been an added state because we're going to keep on going through 2023. Canada, here we come. But I'm going to go ahead and get back into the show, Coach David. I'm going to go into the relationship part of the conversation now. And if you missed the religion piece of it, we talked about the religion being an organized system of worship founded on common beliefs, organized around ceremonies, rituals, and rules. The relationship is a personal and intimate connection. It's a common practice in life's experience. It is sharing deep thoughts and feelings, and it's spending time listening and learning. I have never been in any relationship, friendship, partnership, even on my job. There are things that I have to learn in order for me. I have to build a relationship with the people around me. In order for me, that means that I have to connect to the things that I am going to be, connected to. I have to connect with. And that's what the relationship piece of this walk looks like. A lot of people talk about the religion, but I, Coach David, you and I, even in our coaching sessions, for those people who are wanting to be ministers or they want to get on platforms, and we talk to them and they don't even know the word. Coach David. They don't even know the word. They just know they want to get on a platform and they want to encourage. They want to motivate. They want to inspire. But then when it comes down to what you're supposed to know about the word, they don't know anything of the word. So how can you introduce me to your husband or to your wife or to your friend, to your employer? How can you introduce me even to your church if you haven't spent time to learn who they are? Coach David, I'm going to hand it back over to you because I know you're running around the building.
We have people say, I want to help people, right?
when you trying to help people, you got to know which people you can help. I mean, for one thing, you got to know which type, who you trying to help. Because you don't know everything, so you can't help everybody. That's why you got to be smart enough to help people that you can target based on your already experienced life. So if you're not working, how are you going to help people
mm-hmm.
need to get it? They're financially
yeah.
unstable. You're financially unstable. How would you help them when you're financially unstable yourself, that you really don't do a good job of managing your own finances?
Yeah.
So how are you going to help them? You know what I'm saying? And we get people like that. We get people who say they want to help people. They want to motivate people. They want to minister to people. And it's like, how can you minister to someone at the same time you need to grow in that area?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So example is this. People don't know how to tap into who they are because they got a disconnect. They only have a relationship with themselves. They want a relationship with God, but they're so far from who they are because they're trying to be who everybody else expect them to be versus who they really are. So when you waste all your time trying to be who you are expected to be, you'll never become that because they'll always complain and say, that's not enough. That's why it's important to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Jesus said, I'm my father's son. I'm just a son of the, I'm just for daddy. I just come to do my father's will. That's all he said. He
mm-hmm.
already know who he is. The rest of us have a hard time identifying with ourselves. But we're trying to help everybody else. So here's an example. You could be the best basketball player. Let me take Michael Jordan. You don't know Michael Jordan. We know he's arguably the best basketball player or just simply the best basketball player to ever play the game. And that's fine with me. Michael Jordan didn't really make the pro team, but he made semi-pro. He made the MLB, made semi-pro, and did a fairly good job as a semi-pro baseball player. And that's fine. He could actually coach baseball and be pretty effective. But do you think they're getting the best out of him? He's really not at the target. They can get the greatness. If you started teaching basketball because the whole planet wanted to be like him in basketball, he would be more effective at his gift. Even though he had a little knowledge of baseball, he wasn't as effective in baseball. He didn't make the impact in baseball like he did in basketball. Some of us are operating out of who we're not.
Yeah.
Everybody's not meant to be a pastor. Everybody's not meant to be a preacher. Everybody's not meant to be an evangelist. We want these roles. But everybody's not meant for that role. Everybody's not meant to be a motivational speaker. Everyone's not meant to do music. It might be their passion, but it's not who you are. So we got to tap into a relationship with who we are. And then when we do that, we can empathize with others. And when you become an overcomer, when you go beyond your fence, you can help somebody else go beyond their fence. Because we all got fences we're trying to go beyond. Coach empathy.
Yeah. You said a mouthful, and my wheels over here are just spinning. And I go back to what I was saying, you know, about the church that I was at.
once I realized that my goal, because you never know, you know, when you go in, you go because it's what everybody does. It's just kind of what you learn when you're young. You know, you must go to church on Sundays. When you get older and you start having a family, it becomes your ritual. It becomes your routine to start going to church on Sundays. You want your kids in children's church. You know, you want to be a part of the church. You want to be doing something in the church. And I think where I started to really get hung up was I'm always that person where there has to be more. And that's always got me in trouble, right? Because people don't want to give you more. They don't want you to think beyond what they're trying to teach you. And so when you start doing that, then you start looking strange. And it's amazing. It amazed me even then that while I was trying to learn and grow, I was feeling stifled where I started sitting at home and I started studying and I was getting so much more out of it. Here's what happened when I did that. When I was going to church and I started missing a few days, people would tell me how my life would turn out. Oh, you don't go to church on Sunday? This is what's going to happen. Oh, Lord, thank you. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. And it would scare you because you didn't know whether or not it was going to happen, right? But I'm a risk taker. Thank God for that. That's a gift that God gave me. I'm a risk taker. I said, I don't believe that God would do that because I have a relationship with God, right? Not with people, but with God. And so when I started learning that I can worship God in my house, I can worship God in my car, I can worship God on my job, I can read the word, learn it, and grow from it right where I am. And when I started understanding that the four walls was just what that was, David, I started realizing that I was forming a true relationship. And what happened? Growth. I had to question everything that I was taught because while I was building the relationship, not only was I spiritually becoming strengthened, and not only did people like you and others come in my life, not only did doors begin to open up, not only did my knowledge grow, I'm telling you, my life changed, but it wasn't the way that they said it would.
Yes.
And each one of those people, like I said, 5 years later, began to come to me and apologizing. And you know, the one thing I always share with you guys on the show is that while going through that, the whole time, I remember hearing, keep my heart open for them because they were going to come back. And they did. So that's the difference between the religion and the relationship. Once you understand, for those of you who missed it, I'll read it again, because I think we get religion so confused with relationship. We try to make religion productive, and it is a belief system. It's what you believe in. And because there's so many people out here who are practicing different religions, it's the relationship that takes you to the next level. It's the relationship that frees you. It's the relationship that provides the knowledge. It's the relationship that humbles you. Let's talk about humbleness, Coach David. We had a meeting yesterday, and I'm telling you, when we talk about it, gets real on a Coach David and Coach Shay session. That was a tongue twister, but it gets real. The moment a person is challenged to find or to connect one to themselves, because we build who we think we should be, like Coach David said, and I want to read a scripture about it. I'm telling you, all up in my scriptures, Coach David, but we try our best to build who we want to see designed. And I have to tell you guys, like, I was guilty of that. People used to tell me when I was growing up, oh, you want the white picket fence and everything has to be perfect and everything has to be this. And I didn't realize that I was that person, but there was a reason that I was that without even knowing it. But I built what I wanted life to look like for me, and I didn't realize that the world didn't fit into that box. And there became a lot of frustration, I started feeling like a failure. I started feeling like I couldn't overcome certain things, all because I was trying to fit this big world into one box. And when I started growing out of it and I started finding who I truly am, tapping into it in my early 40s, just tapping into it, it feels great. So I want to encourage you in that. At least start tapping into who you are and identifying with who you truly are, not who you made yourself up to be, but who you truly are, not who the church made you up to be, who you truly are, not who your children made you up to be, your parents made you up to be, the husband or the wife made you up to be, but who you are. And when you identify with that and you start, like Coach David said, having a relationship, identifying with your own relationship, I believe that life will begin to change for you. Before I give it back to you, Coach David, I want to read Luke 10:38-42, and this is the NIV version. But this is about Martha and Mary. It says, mm-hmm. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her door to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he had to say. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. Now, listen, we all know Martha probably thought she was had the best hospitality. You know what? Jesus is coming, so I gotta have all this together. I'm going to give the best of my hospitality. I'm going to serve. And it said that her sister Martha sat at his feet. No, Mary, I'm sorry, Mary who sat at the feet. Martha was the one that was distracted by all the preparations mm-hmm. that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Is that, tell her to help me. And it says, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. So in order for you to have a relationship with anything, anybody, but especially in this walk, you're going to have to be able to sit, listen, study to show yourself approved, take the word in, identify with people that really are where you aspire to be. They've been there and they've done it. Coach David?
That was powerful. That was powerful, Coach Shay. That was. I mean, you really said it in a nutshell. I just feel that us as a people, you know, we have to stop using God as an enabler. To really tap in and look inside self. Stop focusing on being like just be who you are. Be glad that God created you, a peculiar person. There's so much awesomeness in everyone. You just got to tap into it. And stop getting mad just because somebody don't believe like you, agree with you, or think like you. We're made to be different, and it's okay. We must stop acting like it's not okay. You are your own worst enemy. But have that relationship with people, but first get connected with God.
Mm-hmm.
Having that connection, and having that connection with God will show through your character. It don't matter how much, you know, it don't matter. It's not a certain way you have to, it's not a certain way you pray. It's not a certain way you look so like you angelic. It's not a facade. It's your actions towards people. It's going to show through the way you love. The way you mm-hmm. love produce many fruits. I'm going to tell you, somebody like Apostle Willie, people don't like people like him because he holds you accountable to be better. People want a type of pastor to tell them God is going to do it for them. So if God do it for me, get in God's way. Okay, well, if I just sit down, I mean, I don't have to do nothing. I can just get blessed. And people become lazy. It's not the real world. You must work. You must provide. You must put in action in the cause and effect thing.
Mm-hmm.
You put in the work, God becomes the action. Mm-hmm. That's just how it works. We got to stop doing it. So when you have a relationship, your actions are showing. And that's all I have to say,
yeah.
Coach A.
Well, it's 11 o'clock, and I think this was a really great show, and I feel like we need to have a part two to it because there's still so much more to talk about. We want to say thank you all for tuning in. If, again, you're just tuning in, we talked tonight about religion versus relationship. I learned a lot tonight, Coach David, myself as well, and I'm thankful for your, you know, for the part that you played in it. Tune in next Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're right here on Beyond the Radio. Again, want to give a great big shout-out to Kimmy Kim and to the Elation family, and we will see you all next week. With that being said, where the music at? 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 Must be the music.
Don't make me start freestyle.
Must be the music.
Don't make me start freestyle.
Give me the music.
Don't make me start freestyling.
Give me some music.
You want to make me start freestyling? I will freestyle.
I know you will. I'll start the beatbox right now. You ready?
My name is David. Don't know. You see, rapping from head to toes. When I rap, I do it correct. You better watch out. Give me some respect. Can't you
Did
see?
You hear my beatbox?
Yeah.
I have like the Fat Boys type of beatbox. You went Run DMC on me. You went Curtis Blow. You didn't even do Run DMC. You went Curtis Blow.
Yeah.
DJ.
We're out of here. You guys.
All right. We'll see.
It's your boy David Bisson. I'm going to be on the fence. You know, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I spoke as a child, and I understood as a child, you know what I mean? But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Yeah. I went from a male to a mentor. Good guy gone bad, I was never bad. Just hustling and grinding for what I never had. Sassy sold my first pack, I never looked back. Baking soda and water, show me how to cook crack. Tennessee and weed, chilling with the hood rats. Heather chill, XC pills, I let my book bag look. I did what I did as a kid, so stand down. Got caught with my pants down, now I'm a man now. Nobody fronted me, never asked for handouts. I was low key, never had to stand out. School of hard knocks, never been the class clown. This part of my background, I'm talking the facts now. People know me, considered as the OG. Emotions won't control me, immaturity don't provoke me. Look, because of the old me, I owe me. Troy G, JT, Big Brad was there to console me. Yeah. Up in the trenches with the killers and hustlers. On the realer, you can be a killer and still be a buster. Dead my pit bulls, hard white, no color in the butter. Turned against me undercover, now my kids gotta suffer. 10 of life, what conspiracy, no justice at all. They gave me 15 years, a homie claim he ain't mumble it all. I touched down, they realized I didn't fumble the ball. Staggered a little bit because of the fall. I didn't stumble and fall. Kept my head up, educated myself. Heard my pit bulls grow.
growling, contemplating my death. I cried in my cell, felt like I was living in hell. My cellie told me to thank God that I'm living and well. To get a grip on yourself, live instead of exist, to make a better decision. Helping the children, put them in better position. Seeing none, just listen, give them a vision, keeping them out of these prisons. Yeah.